Brad Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, it's certainly chilly out there today, and we're thinking about everybody that's going through such a challenging time. We wanted to speak with Rachel Starbizik today. She is a coordinator for volunteer services at the Pearly Health Center. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Sam.
It's great to connect with you. I know you're doing incredible work at the Pearly Health Center, one of my favorite places in this city. It feels like home there.
Thank you very much.
It certainly has been a challenging time for so many of the residents that do call the Pearly home. How have you been helping them through some of this lonely time?
Well, our volunteers are continuing to come in. There's, of course, been a lot of changes to restrictions for visitors, and thankfully, volunteers can still come in and provide some relief, especially for those people who are needing some one-to-one companionship during these challenging times.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And, you know, especially we find ourselves in these, you know, cold, chilly days, as I mentioned off the top, and, you know, it's not the opportunity to sort of maybe get outside like we normally would. How do the volunteers sort of keep their spirits up? Are they playing games with them, chatting, telling stories? What's happening?
Yes, absolutely. Playing games and visiting and just being a warm and friendly face to, have some special social support. Taking residents out for a walk, even inside, is a nice change of scene as well. And many of our residents can't get off their units on their own with some support. So it's great that the volunteers are able to do that. Of course, like everywhere in healthcare right now, we're experiencing staffing shortages. And this means that the staff have much less time to provide any social supports to the residents. So we need the community support to help out here.
Well, Rachel, if there's one thing I know about people at the Pearly is that they have contributed to our community and our country in so many amazing ways. And all of the residents over the years that I've had the opportunity to meet are people that were so active in the community. And, so to see them really, be challenged at this time and not be as active as normal must be challenging for your staff to see as well.
Yes, absolutely. And it's very frustrating for the residents. There's no doubt about that. These are people, as you said, who, are veterans, who have had rich lives of giving so much for the country, as well as our many community residents who have, had very successful careers and wonderful experiences through their lives. They've had a lot of losses with their health and with the change to being in long-term care. And then to add on to that, the restrictions that COVID poses and has continued to pose for so many months now is very difficult and can be really confusing for our many residents with dementia especially. So we need to stand by their side and help them through this.
I know art therapy is always a big thing at the Pearly. Your art studio there rivals any art studio I've ever seen. It's gorgeous, lots of different things there. Are you able to still have them participate in art in any way?
We are, absolutely. Our therapeutic recreation and creative arts staff have just been doing a wonderful job of pivoting throughout the pandemic. We were able to reopen our studios last March for classes, and most recently now we've had to change back to offering those classes in smaller cohorted groups, but they're still happening, and that sense of normalcy is really important to the residents, that they can still do some of those things that they love despite the restrictions that are here. Our volunteers are also keeping our gift shop open and keeping our pub running on a daily basis and our ice cream parlor running, so that is really important to have those activities.
Do those volunteers actually wear their angel wings, or do they tuck them in?
I think they're tucked in most of the time, but you can see a little glow above some of their heads.
I actually believe that. My time at the Pearly hasn't been for long visits, but they've never, ever left me, each and every one of the people that I had the opportunity to meet. And your pub, can we talk about your pub for a second? Because it is awesome.
It is, yeah. It's a really nice pub atmosphere. And, it's just, who doesn't like to go out to a pub and have a beer and a happy hour every now and again?
It really is amazing. What advice would you have, maybe if we have a loved one at home or or maybe someone's at home listening to us right now and they're really kind of struggling with their mental health. Are there any pieces of advice you can give us, Rachel?
Well, I think just to remember who is there for you and to reach out to them. You know, we have, in addition to our long-term care here, seniors living in apartments, and their activities have been really diminished as well through this. And for them, I know that some of our senior tenants in those apartments are reaching out to family and to volunteers that they're connected with. And, you know, whether that be by phone or otherwise, just to remember that there are likely people who are there for you, and you might need to take initiative to make that call.
Thank you so much for that. What's the status in terms of families being able to visit the Pearly? Is that still open?
Well, it is open in long-term care just for two essential caregivers to visit any resident. So these are our family members or friends or paid service providers that the family's hired who are registered as essential caregivers. Only those individuals can visit at this time. And if a resident is isolating due to a COVID outbreak in their unit, for example, then only one essential caregiver can come. So the demands on those individuals has been really difficult as well, and I've seen that in recent days where, you know, there's so much pressure to put on the one member of the family to support the resident. And for many of our caregivers, they are elderly and they have their own health challenges. Some are unable to come in. So again, an area where volunteer support is really appreciated to provide some respite for the caregivers themselves.
Are you still onboarding new volunteers at this time, Rachel?
Absolutely, yes. We're actively recruiting for volunteers, especially to help with friendly visits and to provide assistance at mealtime as well. We do provide training for volunteers to help with feeding residents, and that is also a great need at this time.
Well, that is, I'm so glad I asked that, because I think a lot of people think that sort of volunteering has been put on hold, but the need doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't, and it's not been put on hold at all at Pearly Health. I know there are some other areas that have had to do that, but we've been really happy to continue welcoming volunteers. And if your listeners are interested, they can just go to pearlyhealth.ca/volunteers and find our application form there. We'd be happy to hear from them.
I think you have one of the best jobs in this city. You have this opportunity to sort of connect volunteers, really lovely people in our community, with people that have also really served our community. Is there a story or two, Rachel, that pops in your mind about a connection that was made that would really give us a positive view today?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was thinking today about one of our tenants in seniors housing named Marsha, who's had a lovely volunteer visiting with her for a couple of years, Kathy. And it's been great to see how they've been able to maintain that connection through the pandemic in different ways, depending on the changing circumstances, either through indoor visits, outdoor visits, or telephone calls. Kathy's always there for Marsha on a really consistent basis, and I think that consistency is key when so many other activities have changed for this individual who was previously very involved in the community. And, you know, Kathy's also an amazing advocate, so that if Marsha needs something, she'll make sure that she gets her connected with the right staff members or the right community organizations to meet her needs. And that's really key at this time, because it can be very challenging to navigate social systems with so many people and so many organizations doing things differently due to the pandemic.
For sure. I love hearing stories like that, Rachel. I think that's really the glue and really the heart of Pearly is not only your incredible staff, but the volunteers on how they sort of just make everything just a bit more special at the Pearly. If we wanted to become a volunteer, what's the next step?
So we can apply on our website, pearlyhealth.ca, and under Join Our Team, look for the volunteer link at the top of the volunteer application that outlines all the steps that are required. We do, of course, have to do some screening and some orientation for everybody who comes, so the process can take a few weeks, but I think it's well worth the investment of time.
Well, definitely.
Very rewarding.
Absolutely. Very rewarding. Definitely send everyone at the Pearly Health Center our love here from City News, and appreciate everything that you do for the Pearly as well.
Thank you so much, Sam. We appreciate your support.
My pleasure.